Now, I can't speak for you, but it seems to be the case that we don't have sex with people we can't talk to. Now, we have to counter that, though, against the evidence we've heard that we might have had some rather distasteful genetic dalliances with the Neanderthals and the Denisovans. Okay, this tendency we have, this seemingly natural tendency we have towards isolation, towards keeping to ourselves, crashes headfirst into our modern world. This remarkable image is not a map of the world. In fact, it's a map of Facebook friendship links. And when you plot those friendship links by their latitude and longitude, it literally draws a map of the world. Our modern world is communicating with itself and with each other more than it has at any time in its past. And that communication, that connectivity around the world, that globalization, now raises a burden, because these different languages impose a barrier, as we've just seen, to the transfer of goods and ideas and technologies and wisdom, and they impose a barrier to cooperation. And nowhere do we see that more clearly than in the European Union, whose 27 member countries speak 23 official languages. The European Union is now spending over 1 billion euros annually translating among their 23 official languages. That's something on the order of 1.45 billion US dollars on translation costs alone.